The next group of news stories all share a health theme. But don't worry, it's a COVID-free zone for a change. It's nice to be able to report some good news from the Norfolk and Norwich, and there's celebrity endorsement of a Norwich organisation helping adults with learning disabilities, as well as a heartwarming thank you from the BBC star thankfully recovering from bowel cancer. Ruth starts us off with a positive news from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital.
Norfolk's biggest hospital has turned around its abysmal breast cancer performance, seeing more patients in September than in the previous 7 months combined. Over the summer, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, has seen just one woman out of more than 200 with breast cancer symptoms within the two-week target of being referred by her GP. Across England, 75% of patients with breast cancer symptoms had a consultation within 14 days of a GP referral in July. But at the NNUH, that figure was just 0.5%. The hospital also ranked the worst in England in July for providing breast cancer test results within 4 weeks, according to NHS data. Its figures for August were almost as awful, leaving women with long and nervous waits. But in September, its performance improved massively. It saw 419 patients within the two-week window, more than the previous 7 months combined. That meant it saw 70% of women within the target. However, it was still amongst the 20 worst hospitals in the country for seeing breast cancer patients on time. An NNUH spokesman put the problems down to a surge in referrals earlier this year and said that the hospital had put on extra clinics at weekends to catch up. Pre-COVID, the average weekly number of breast cancer referrals was 142, but that figure this year has been up 175, up by a quarter.
BBC Look East presenter Amelia Reynolds has thanked the public for their messages of love after she revealed she was diagnosed with cancer earlier this year. There was an outpouring of kindness towards the presenter, who announced that she was diagnosed with bowel cancer in May. Mrs. Reynolds, who grew up in Suffolk and went to school in the county, said, "Thank you for all of your messages of love and support, and to those of you sharing your own cancer stories. Sending love." Mrs. Reynolds made the announcement after receiving scan results back this week, which found the tumour had gone after undergoing chemotherapy and radiotherapy. She went on to thank the wonderful team at Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, my amazing husband and family, my dear friends and terrific colleagues. After graduating from the University of Exeter, Mrs. Reynolds joined Look East initially as a researcher in 2000. She's married to David Whiteley, who is co-presenter of ITV News Anglia alongside Becky Jago, and she has two children.
X Factor winner Alexandra Burke has unveiled a new sculpture in support of a Norwich-based organisation which supports adults with learning disabilities. Frozen Light, which produces sensory theatre for adult and young adult audiences with profound and multiple learning disabilities, PMLD, has been selected to appear in a new art installation at Trafalgar Square in London. The organisation is one of five local initiatives represented in a unique piece of work unveiled by the singer and actress Alexandra Burke and commissioned by the National Lottery, TNL. The artwork, created from 636 lottery balls, spells out the word change when viewed from a specific angle, which has been created to encourage the public to think about how they might use some of the 30 million raised for good causes each week by National Lottery players. Frozen Light was set up by artistic directors Lucy Garland and Amber Onat Gregory in 2013. Since then, they have created six multi-sensory shows for audiences with PMLD, which they have toured in 70 different venues across the UK. The work they produce provides a chance for their audience to feel connected in a world that doesn't offer up many opportunities. The company has been awarded £192,486 worth of TNL funding over the past 3 years. Ms. Garland said, "We have been so lucky over the years with project grants from the National Lottery and Arts Council England. To be recognised as one of five projects across the country that the National Lottery is proud to be funding, that's amazing for us." Four pieces of artwork will be unveiled across the UK as part of the National Lottery's 27th birthday celebrations and represents the 636,000 projects funded since 1994. Once all four have been unveiled, they will form the message, build dreams and create change.
England legend Ashley Cole has played in some of the world's biggest matches. But it was at the Football Development Centre in Beauthorpe where Cole was talking about one of the toughest challenges of all with a group of fellow dads about the importance of opening up about mental health issues. As part of Campaign Against Living Miserably, CALM, and Carling's campaign, More Than a Game, former Chelsea and Arsenal left-back Cole is travelling around grassroots football clubs to speak about how football can be used to tackle poor mental health. Match of the Dads founder, Paul Godfrey, and right-hand man Andy Adam Kemp, met with Cole when he visited the FDC to talk him through why they set up the Football League. "Since we've started, we've always supported the Calm Zone charity," said Mr. Kemp. "Last season, we raised over £4,000 for them through our events and by running the league. Match of the Dads was created for dads to socialise every week while raising money for Calm, with the aim of allowing dads to take a breather from the toils of daily life and recharge their fatherhood batteries, while also making new friends and taking part in a physical activity." Mr. Kemp described the experience with Cole as incredible and said he was very generous with his time. "It was incredible to have him around," he said. "For the lads, it was an uplifting experience. Ashley came down during the day and did some film with us, and then when the lads turned up in the evening for the match, they got a massive surprise to see him there. Before he left, Cole gifted us a signed Chelsea shirt to Match of the Dads, which is set to be framed."
Hundreds of exasperated midwives, mothers, doulas and allies held a vigil in Norwich over what they claim as a maternity crisis of critical proportions. March with Midwives vigils have been held across the country in solidarity with burnt-out NHS staff, who claim they work up to 13-hour shifts without so much as a toilet or drinks break. More than 200 people gathered at the forum to demand the government take immediate action. Siobhan Ridley, 39, said many of her midwife friends have been left needing therapy because they weren't given enough time to recover following a traumatising birth. She said, "The attitude is terrifying. It's just, okay, so you're traumatised. Never mind, crack on with your 14-hour shift." A spokesman for the Department of Health and Social Care said, "Midwives do an incredibly important job and we know how challenging it has been for those working during the pandemic. There are more midwives working in the NHS now than at any other time in its history, and we're aiming to hire 1,200 more with a £95 million recruitment drive."
25 Norfolk women have contributed to a protest banner which demands an end to violence against women. That will be officially unveiled at the Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library, coinciding with White Ribbon Day, the campaign to end male violence against women. The project, called Stitching Our Stories, has been funded by Arts Council England and comes after reports of domestic abuse and street harassment increased during the coronavirus pandemic. The textile banner was sewn by artist Connie Flynn, with 25 women contributing a pansy, a symbol used by the suffragettes, or an African violet, which is considered to be symbolic of survival and care. The banner also includes candles with hand-sewn messages, referencing the vigils which followed the murder of Sarah Everard. The banner will tour Norfolk's libraries as a focal point for discussion about gender-based violence and will be displayed with information from support services such as the Sue Lambert Trust and Women's Aid.